The World This Week. Politics.
Israeli ground forces pushed deeper into Gaza to attack Hamas militants. The Israelis said they killed one of the leaders of the October 7th terrorist attack and a number of other Hamas men in an airstrike on Jabalia, north of Gaza City. The Hamas-run authorities said scores of civilians had died. One of the 240 hostages held by Hamas, a female soldier, was rescued by Israelis. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, rejected calls for a ceasefire. He said people who are calling for one are asking Israel to surrender to barbarism. The humanitarian crisis continued to build in Gaza. The death toll among Palestinians now exceeds 8,000, according to the authorities in the enclave. Some 1.4 million people have been displaced. Shelters are overflowing. More aid lorries were allowed in, though their number still fell far short of the 500 a day that had been entering the area before the war started. The first trickle of civilians left Gaza through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt under a deal negotiated by Qatar. Only foreign nationals and the severely wounded are being allowed to leave. Israel sent missile boats to the Red Sea to head off potential strikes from Yemen, where the Houthi militia claimed to have launched rockets and drones at Israel. The Israeli army said it had intercepted an aerial threat. The Houthis are backed by Iran and control large parts of Yemen, including the capital, Sana'a. India's government said it would explore all legal options to help secure the release of 8 Indian nationals who have been sentenced to death in Qatar for spying for Israel. The 8 men formerly served in the Indian Navy. An anti-Semitic mob attacked the main airport in Dagestan, a mostly Muslim Russian republic in the North Caucasus. Hundreds of men swarmed the area looking for Jewish passengers who had arrived on a flight from Tel Aviv. Scores of them were arrested after they clashed with police. Attacks on Jewish people and symbols around the world have risen markedly. According to the Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish organization in New York, anti-Semitic incidents rose in America by 388% between October 7th and 23rd, compared with the same period last year. Britain saw an increase of 689% over 3 weeks, according to the Community Security Trust, another Jewish group. Attacks on Muslims have also increased. Republicans in America's House of Representatives introduced their own bill for $14.3 billion in emergency aid to Israel, setting up a clash with the White House. The Republican bill hives off money for Israel from a wider package put forward by Joe Biden that includes extra funding for Ukraine. It offsets this by cutting $14.3 billion that has been allocated for the Internal Revenue Service under the Inflation Reduction Act, Mr. Biden's signature bill.